The loud staccato thud of a helicopter's rotor was all that alerted Callie Legrand that something dangerous was potentially unfolding in her family's normally quiet neighborhood north of Orillia on Canada Day. She said helicopters began circling directly above her parents' Washago home on the morning of July 1st, flying low, alarmingly close to the rooftops. Something, she said, went on for hours that sunny, hot day. Legrand said she only found out what was happening, or what may have been happening, thanks to civilian social media posts, and from neighbors sharing what they had heard about an incident that shut down a portion of Highway 11 for several hours, leaving many motorists stranded and wondering what was happening. Essentially, Legrand said, the motorists and the residents were in the dark until someone shared on their social media that a shelter-in-place order had been issued by the OPP amid concerns that armed thugs may have fled into the area. As the morning went on, a massive police presence in the area grew to include a canine unit, officers in camouflage armed with what appeared to be assault rifles, and the ever-present helicopters. There was a massive police presence in the Washago area on Canada Day as the OPP searched for suspects who had fled following an armed home invasion east of Huntsville early Tuesday morning. Supplied photo. At that moment, nobody knew that several armed suspects, who had fled after an armed home invasion in Huntsville, had stopped on Highway 11 near Washago and fled into bushes and nearby neighborhoods. We received no official guidance from the OPP. Not through the Alert Ready system, not through door-to-door contact, and not through any visible online update in real time, lamented Legrand. She said she later found a post on X, from the OPP, but added it wasn't enough, nor was it the right strategy for a provincial police force. Public trust is built on transparency and timely communication. In this case, that trust was undermined, she said, noting people are increasingly wary of relying on social media. She, and many others in the area, felt the situation necessitated the use of the Alert Ready system. One commuter, stuck in her car on a closed section of Highway 11 for several hours, said motorists were left in the dark and she called the situation ridiculous. However, a few days after the incident, the OPP released a statement saying, although the operation was active, it remained confined to a specific area under police control. As such, it did not meet the criteria for a broadcast intrusive emergency alert. Ashley Taylor, the OPP's regional media and communications coordinator, told Orillia Matters Thursday that emergency alerts in Ontario are sent through Alert Ready, which is managed provincially and federally, not solely by the opposite. The OPP can request an alert, but we do not have the final say. A statement was issued on July 4 regarding the mandatory criteria needed for an emergency alert broadcast, she explained. Legrand and others say the powers that be got it wrong. I must respectfully challenge that assessment, because that specific area included my family's home, and from my understanding, suspects remain at large, she said in an emailed complaint to the opposite. From the limited information I was able to find, I learned that the armed suspects were, at one point, confirmed to be in the very area where my family lives. Even without seeing that reported, the presence of low-flying rotorcraft directly above our home made it overwhelmingly clear that the manhunt was concentrated in our immediate surroundings, she wrote. As someone with a strong academic and professional background in communications, psychology, and human behavior, I know that silence from authorities in fear-inducing situations can have a profound psychological impact, she wrote. When people aren't given clear, timely information, they fill in the blanks themselves, often imagining worst-case scenarios. This kind of uncertainty breeds fear and creates further risk and distress, she said. Even a brief, well-timed, transparent advisory could have helped residents better understand what was happening and how to stay safe. In a July 5 emailed letter to the OPP, she said she deeply appreciates the work of officers on the ground that day. However, she formally asked the OPP for clarification as to why no emergency alert was issued during this high-risk incident, one that involved armed suspects, tactical operations, aviation support, highway closures, and confirmed activity within residential areas, where lives were clearly at potential risk. a detailed explanation of the current criteria that govern the use of the Alert Ready system, including how those criteria are applied or reviewed when active police operations intersect with civilian neighborhoods, and what protocols exist for broader public notification when an incident doesn't meet formal alert thresholds. Confirmation that this failure in communication has been acknowledged, and a clear outline of whether it will prompt a formal review of OPP public communication strategies to ensure more timely, transparent, and accessible alerts in future high-risk situations. An OPP public information advisor, Taylor Phillips, replied to say, "You may rest assured that your concerns are taken seriously. Your correspondence is being reviewed, and a response will be forthcoming. I'm still hoping to hear from someone who can provide a clear and accountable explanation," LeGrand told Aurelia Matters.